Self-reliance. If you want a thing done, do it yourself. Of course, a certain amount of dependence on others is not only good, but necessary. Children must be dependent on their parents, and the weak must depend on the strong, and the sick on the well. And in a sense, all of us, even the most independent and self-reliant, are dependent on one another. At any rate, in civilized society, it is impossible for anyone to make all the things he needs. No man can produce all the food and clothes he wants, build his own house, make his own furniture, and all the hundreds of useful things he requires every day of his life. He can only produce one or two things, and must get all the others by exchange or purchase from others, who are doing the same thing. So in a community, everyone is dependent on the service of others, while he himself contributes to the needs of others. But, so long as we are doing our fair share, we are not dependents, for mutual help and cooperation is quite consistent with individual independence and self-reliance. The contemptible dependence on others, which is the opposite of self-reliance, is the depending on others for the goods and services which we could and should provide for ourselves. This kind of dependence may be due to laziness or lack of confidence. Idlers, who shrink from honest work, attach themselves like parasites to rich and influential people, and by flattery and servile adulation, get money and favors from them. Such hangers-on are to be despised. People who are afraid to rely on their own opinions and efforts are to be pitied, and, if possible, taught self-confidence and self-reliance. True self-reliance means knowledge of one's own powers, a reasonable self-confidence, and a determination to be independent and to stand on one's own feet. It is well expressed in Longfellow's Village Blacksmith. His brow is wet with honest sweat. He earns whate'er he can, and looks the whole world in the face, for he owes not any man.